it's Tell It to Ellie, where you send me pressing questions that you need advice on, and I try to answer them to the best of my ability. And first things first, I just want to say that I was using my sister's makeup, and she is 14, cute as heck, and knows how to slay her makeup game. And as a forewarning, after using her makeup, do not use matte lipstick or lip gloss. I don't know what exactly it's called, but do not use it and then rub it off with a baby wipe, because you will have horribly dry lips forever. I'm currently suffering from that right now. And I tried to take it off and I got all these little blisters on my lip, and they're currently so chapped, like it hurts. It's the worst thing ever. So just some advice for you, some friendly advice. Don't do that. Just use soap and water and be very gentle on your lips, because the skin on there is like, oh my gosh, like a baby's butt. But I didn't know that, but now you do, and now I do, and I will forever remember that. That was my little tangent, and for this week's episode, we got another dating question, and it reads, Dear Ellie Cruz, I just started seeing this guy. He's really sweet and kind, and I think he'll be my first boyfriend. I've been through the hookup phase, and I know I'm looking for something substantive, but I also want to have intimacy with him. How do I navigate this at the right speed? Signed, SB. That's really adorable that you signed it, but Gossip Girl. Well, SB, I would 100% say that communication is key here. And I swear a lot of our problems can be solved if we just talked it out with the person we're having an issue with. I think communication will probably stop wars, I swear to you. But seriously, you need to tell this guy what your intentions are with him and the relationship that you're both starting. See if he's also into getting more serious with your relationship. And once that is established, I think the speed of your relationship will naturally bring up the opportunity of getting intimate with each other. And if it doesn't come at the speed that you were hoping for, of course, a conversation will get you both on the same page and finding out if you're both ready and consenting, because that's super important. Consent is important. But if you and your future bae aren't on the same page and they don't want to be serious, then you'll probably have to ask yourself if you still wish to get intimate with him. This can be really difficult for some people, because there are many people who can't have sex with someone they feel emotionally detached from, or they feel emotionally attached to them, but the other party doesn't have any emotions for them. But there's also just as many people who are able to separate the two, the emotions from the physical act. I'm one of those people who can't separate them. I just cannot be open to any single person, because it just takes so much out of me emotionally. And I'm already very self-conscious about how I feel. And I feel like if someone doesn't have any emotions, they might be mean and do something that I would probably like cry about for the rest of my life. And I know that I'd be thinking the whole time, like, oh my gosh, this person is just using my body. They don't care about me, et cetera, et cetera. And it just won't be a good experience for me. So I just kind of avoid any kind of interaction like that. It doesn't mean that my way is the right way. It's just that I'm not capable of separating the two like many other people. So after you've had like this conversation that I'm telling you that you probably should have, and he still says like, oh, maybe I'm not ready for a relationship, but you still want to have that intimacy and you can handle the separating of the emotions from the intimacy, and then I think you should go for it. You know, just make sure that you both are eager and consenting and all should be good. But SB, I really wish you the best of luck, and I hope he does want to be your boyfriend, and I'm sending you positive vibes and love to your blossoming relationship. And remember, to anyone out there that has any questions, you can send me your question. Just head on over to 93Q.com and then click on features, click Tell It to Ellie podcast and fill out the submission form. And you can also hit me up on social media. I have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and it's all under the same handle, Ellie93Q. I made it really easy for y'all. So that was this week's episode. Until next time, peace.